All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is. It's always deeper in some positions than others, but I think as a whole, when you have as many juniors come out as came out, I think over 100, that's going to add depth to the class for sure. I think Michael Sam is an effective outside pass rusher. He's got some strength at the point, but his main thing is getting up the field and rushing the passer and putting pressure on the quarterback, and he was obviously very productive doing that. Well, I think Delaney will be in a similar role this year. He really was very good for us on third down. He's a good matchup in those situations. And Delaney's a very competitive guy and really stepped up for us. And I would say Justin was somebody that came in and is an improving player. He flashed. He made some big plays, had some big games for us, and will just continue to develop and get better. He has a boatload of talent. Well, I think we've got to, you know, we'll continue to look both offensively and defensively. We'll continue to work on, you know, our offensive line and building that and getting better. And then defensively, really, I think there's nothing that we can't add that could help us. Pretty good. You know, like you're saying, it's deep. So I think you'll have a chance to get some players as you go, even in the middle to later rounds that can help you. But it matches up pretty good. I think it opens things up for us. I really do. I think it opens things up for us for those in between rushers that, you know, maybe they're not a 4-3 end exactly, but in a 34 in the way we're going to play, or this hybrid defense, that they'll fit that and they can give us something. So I think it's actually defensively it's opened up some nice avenues for us. Anytime you're talking about juniors, that's a concern. Young players, you know, players that may be 21 or whatever. So we have to do our research, and any of those guys that we draft, we have to feel good about that they're mature enough to come in here and handle playing on an NFL team, being in an NFL city, and being high profile.
How difficult has it been to evaluate Jake Locker's progress given his
influence? Well, the only thing we can really evaluate for us with Jake is how he's been in practice when he's been healthy and how he's played when he's been healthy, and he's played well. And last year, we were 4-2 or something with him as a starter. We were playing pretty well before he got hurt. So from that standpoint, the view we have is good. It's really just about him staying healthy, and he knows that.
How do you envision
Coach Wisenhunt being able to work with the health? What are some of the things you like about that? Oh, I think that's going to be good. I mean, I think Jake is his kind of guy from the standpoint of his work ethic, the way he attacks the game from a mental standpoint. And, you know, Jake's going to be around the office all the time watching film, trying to get better. And I really think that's the first thing that Coach Wisenhunt wants. Well, I think you're going to get a very good evaluator, a tireless worker. I think he'll work well with the people there. And, you know, Dennis has spent a lot of time working at this craft and to get to this point. He's gone from being a scout for us, really a pro scout, to a college scout, to a director of college scouting, to a director of player personnel, and now a GM. So it hasn't come quickly. He hasn't taken the easy road. He's really taken every step. He was a coach before he got into personnel. So I think you're getting somebody with a lot of experience, somebody that's had some good success, and I'll do a great job for Miami. Yeah, I think you just work through the process and kind of go through all the pieces of the puzzle. One of them being this right here, you know, seeing what's out there from that position and all that. And also, you know, Ken's got to take some time because he's never coached Chris Johnson, so he's going through the evaluation process himself. We're not going to push it. If we did make a decision, then it would be whenever we felt comfortable. Yeah, I think we can be as patient as we want to be, you know. So.
We'll talk about evaluating juniors. What are the pros and cons of having so many underclassmen in this draft and just all those challenges?
Yeah, I mean, the pros are that it adds depth, and most of these guys that come out are talented players. They may not be fully developed, and that would be one of the cons. Like we talked about earlier, just their maturity level. What is that? Are they ready for the NFL? What were the reasons why they came out? Do they need another year or two to develop? You know, it's very difficult to take developmental players, right? Everybody's got to win now. So if you take a guy that is 2 or 3 years away, you know, he may be playing for the next GM or the next head coach. So I think those are some of the issues. And then just the fact that you don't have the body of work. When you go into a school and you're scouting in the fall, you're focused on the seniors. And so, you know, you don't get quite that same look. You're playing catch-up. You do the best you can, but really you end up playing catch-up. Mike Martin? You know, Mike is a hard charge and quick, athletic nose. He plays very well for us against the zone stretch type teams. Mike was always a very good player for us against Houston because he stays on his feet, plays on his feet, and is able to work laterally very well. Well, they're different, you know. Mosley would be more of a true off the ball linebacker. The other guys are a little more that on the line pass rusher. Yeah, I think obviously, you know, you're always chasing the leader, which at this point in time, you know, are the Colts. But I feel like that in all our games with the Colts, they've been close, tight games, and it'll continue to be that way. I do feel like that, you know, it's been proven through the league that you can make quick steps and compete in your division, and that's our goal. But the Colts are the leader right now, and that's where everybody's got to get to.
As you go through this process of the draft and you evaluate the needs that you have, how do you avoid inflating evaluations of players at those positions?
You got to be careful. I think it's just like evaluating your own team. You have to be, you know, honest in your evaluation, and it is easy to fall into that trap. So you know, you've got to make sure that you've covered all your bases and you're on your research background type research, but also you're evaluating them fairly in comparison to what you have, so that you don't reach. We have been talking, and we'll continue to talk.
I'll challenge you to find those stand-up outside linebacker guys. When is college relations on a lot of teams that run that kind of
team? Yeah, there's actually more than you think. You know, and a lot of the colleges that run the 4-3, they may have undersized ends, especially with the way the spread has, you know, come into popularity in college football. The defensive linemen, especially the outside guys, tend to be smaller. And so they fit that role as that stand-up guy.
Two more questions.
Excuse me? The spread? The way it impacts it is, you know, they're mostly in two-point stances. They're rarely coming off the ball and getting movement in a power-type game. So you're seeing a lot of side-to-side type movement. You know, the quarterbacks are – very mobile, so it's hard to kind of get a feel for what they'd be like if they had a drop back quarterback that was just standing back there. So it's changed everything. Really, you can go through every position with the exception of maybe the secondary and say it's made things a little different. You know, you just have to really evaluate their traits, and if they have the traits to play and they have the makeup to play, they should be fine. I think it's like anything else. If you come here and you watch the guys that work out, there's a group that stands out, there's a group that might struggle, and there's a big group in the middle. And in those interviews, we're looking for the guys that stand out or the guys that might struggle. It's helpful. It's not the end-all, be-all, just like the workout's not the end-all, be-all. You do your research on players. You try to get as much background as you can, and that has to weigh into it, too. Somebody just may not be a very good interview, but that doesn't mean they're not going to be a good player, and it doesn't mean that they don't have the right makeup that you want for your team.
Thanks, Russell. All right. Thank you, guys.